Now, at the start of this year, you may recall we chatted to the Priva Foundation about their tutoring program that was helping to unlock academic potential in local high school kids and varsity students. And during that interview, we met a young man named Lutolo Kopiso, who had been part of the tutoring program as one of the students being tutored at Kayamundi High School. And he was very excited to have been accepted to study psychology at UCT this year. Last week, we heard that Lutolo had been offered the opportunity of a lifetime to participate in a Model United Nations event in Thailand next year. And I'm delighted to have him on the phone with me again for a bit of a follow-up on that story. Lutolo, lovely to have you with us again. How's your first year of varsity gone?
Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful and incredible experience to be one of the UCT students. Yeah, otherwise I'm still excited. Yay.
And did the Priva tutoring at school level help set you up for dealing with the academic rigors of university?
Yes, yes. They still offered me tutoring lessons. So, yeah.
Okay. And I believe you've also committed to being a tutor yourself and giving back in that way, Lutolo.
Oh, yes, I am a current tutor now, so I'm giving back to other students. So, yeah.
Fantastic to hear. Now, tell us about what's happening next year. You've been chosen for a World Model United Nations event in Bangkok. What's it all about?
Oh, yes. I applied for this Asia World Model United Nations in Asia that will be happening next year in Bangkok in Thailand. The reason why I applied because the United Nations, actually this model, is a platform where the youth mentality in leadership and diplomacy will be developed in Model United Nations simulations. So as a youth delegate, I will be assigned like in a country to represent one of the United Nations numerous councils. So whereby I chose the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, to represent like I'll be representing South Africa, and I'll be debating in one of those councils. So I'll be playing a role as a representative of South Africa by just debating on the World Health Organization. So, yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, obviously, it's an opportunity for you to be exposed to new people and new ways of thinking and new perspectives on the world.
Yes.
Obviously, to represent South Africa. I have to mention, you've been chosen out of a field of 20,000 applicants. So it really is a massive pat on the back for you, Lutolo, that they picked you. It's, though, an expensive business to get to the other side of the world. And I know you've started a crowdfunding campaign. How much do you need to raise to make this dream become reality?
Approximately the total price, actually the total costs are approximately 20,000 when I am counting the flight tickets and counting the full accommodation, which is the registration, because the event is a non-organizational event. So it's non-refundable. So yeah.
Okay, so you've got a bit of fundraising to do to get you there. You've started a crowdfunding campaign, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, I did start the campaign already, so yeah.
Okay, how is it going so far, Lutolo? How much further have you got? Are you sort of confident that you're going to raise enough to get there?
Yeah, I'm still considered to raise more money because now I've already have the... I already paid the passport, so I'm fine with the passport. And also for the visa, the South African embassy told me that I don't need a visa to go to, like, I don't need a visa to be in Thailand.
Okay.
So I won't have to pay the visa requirements. So now the only money that I have to do is to pay the flight tickets and the full registration. That is why it is approximately 20,000, because it is 18,900 and something. So approximately it's 20,000.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, what we're going to do is tweet the link to that crowdfunding campaign so that if listeners would like to make a contribution or perhaps bring it to the attention of the people in charge of corporate social responsibility budgets, etc., they can pass it along. And we really do hope that you are able to get there. It would be an amazing opportunity for you, and I would bet you will bring back so many new skills and ideas to feed back not only into your own studies but into your tutoring work.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, good luck to you, Lutolo. I hope the next time we're speaking it is as you attempt to board a plane for Thailand in early 2019. We really hope that you get there, and wonderful to hear that you are feeding back into the Priva program as a tutor this year. Good luck for the rest of your studies.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Lukolo Kopiso, one of the students who's come through the ranks of the Priva Foundation tutoring program. And if you missed that earlier interview about what they do and who they help, please do visit their website, which is preeva.co.za.